議程三，香港仔垃圾收集車半夜至清晨運作發出噪音。這個議程是由司馬文先生提出，環境衛生文件1/2022號。在這裡有請司馬文議員簡介下有關的議程。
Sure, I've been contacted several times by residents of Aberdeen living above the streets here, and maybe with the assistance of the Secretariat, we can play you a little sound clip. So this is the sound that comes at midnight, or once the bars have closed and the restaurants have closed, the sound travels up the hill and it disturbs people's sleep. I got one report from them, and then I didn't take it too seriously, but then I got several reports from them, and people kept calling me about this noise problem. There's really two issues here: that the noise is after midnight, and two, that the glass bottles are not properly separated from other domestic waste. Now, of course, because of COVID and the bars closed, at the moment the residents have no noise problem because the bars are closed. But as soon as the bars are open again, then the problem comes back. Although there's a report showing that there's been no complaint, but to have the residents call the police at 2 a.m. or midnight to complain, it's not easy for people to do that. They wake up from the noise and then they try to fall back asleep. So they don't necessarily call the police. So they call afterwards people like me. So by the time the police would come, the truck is gone. there's little that the police can do. So any suggestion that there are not enough people complaining, I think is wrong. So we know that the EPD has done some follow-up action, but my question today really is that I hope that EPD will make sure that the concerned restaurants and buildings will no longer mix the glass bottles with the domestic waste, and I hope that the EPD will speak to the restaurants and the garbage contractor to make sure that there is no garbage collection operating after 11 o'clock. And that the EPD will continue to monitor the situation. Thank you very much.
Okay, 唔該，司馬文議員。咁咧就政府部門嘅代表，除咗附件二嘅書面回覆嘅內容外，有冇一啲補充？如果冇咧，我就直接安排委員發表意見同埋提問嘅。咁喺度有嘅，好，唔該曬。
多謝主席。咁我係環保署嘅代表。咁咧呢度除咗我哋嘅書面回覆之外咧，我哋想簡單補充少少嘅，就係環境保護署咧喺過去嗰三年，其實我哋收到兩個咧有關深夜時分喺垃圾車喺香港仔舊大街時收集垃圾嘅時候咧，發出噪音滋擾到附近居民嘅投訴嘅。咁兩個個案咧，其實提及嘅地點咧，都係發生喺香港仔舊大街同埋漁輝道交界嘅公眾地方。咁根據噪音管制條例嘅第4同埋第5條所規管咧，咁源自喺公眾地方發出嘅噪音咧，係由警方進行即時嘅回應同埋管制嘅。咁我哋喺進行初步調查嘅同時咧，已經將事件咧轉交警方共同嘅跟進嘅。咁雖然調查之後發覺咗咧有關嘅噪音投訴咧唔涉及到本處嘅玻璃管理承辦商嘅運作嘅，但我哋都派員去到附近嘅食肆咧，提供咗一啲減少深夜噪音同埋回收廢玻璃容器嘅一啲建議。咁食肆回應都正面嘅，我哋投訴人咧係表示最近情況咧都有改善。咁環保署咧會繼續監察有關回收點咧嘅一啲使用嘅情況嘅。咁我補充大概係咁樣樣，唔該曬。
好，唔該曬環保署。咁有冇委員要提問？梁俊議員，
多謝主席。我想問一問咧，啱啱出現咗幾個數字咧，我有少少混淆啦。啱啱環保署嗰邊就話有 sorry 啊，局方嗰边就啊，署方嗰边就话有两个投诉，咁我睇到咧，啊环保署回复话就话有一个投诉，咁啊，然后警方就直情系数字系冇发生过噪音嘅投诉啦，咁系点样嘅情况？同埋呢个情况系话，如果系投诉者或者啊司马文议员提出系讲紧。情況持續一年，即係之前係冇嘅，係咪因為新嘅食肆出現咗，或者新嘅而家可能暫停咗俾你處所啦？咁係咪因為呢個情況，所以佢哋收玻璃樽而新嘅問題出現咧？係咩嘅情況？可唔可以講多少少啊？唔該曬，多謝主席。
好，唔該。咁或者請部門回應。
多謝主席。係啦，咁就住投訴嗰方面咧，其實環保署喺過去嗰三年，其實正如頭先咁講咧，就收到咗兩個投訴嘅，係兩個投訴嘅。咁啊喺2021年同埋2022年咁分別有一個投訴嘅，係啦。咁我哋都係就住嗰個個案，我哋都有做到初步嘅調查，係啦。咁我哋都發覺有一啲食肆可能係比較夜嘅時候咧，佢哋係會營業到比較夜嘅時候啦。咁而且佢哋係會喺嗰個食肆晚上係會店外咧放集住一啲夾雜住玻璃容器嘅一啲廢物等到啲垃圾收集箱去做處理嘅，係啦。咁呢個係我哋即係暫時去調查到得到嘅 findings 咁樣。
好，該。我都有樣嘢想問一問環保署嘅。咁我想問一下咧，收集呢啲玻璃樽咧，其實有冇一啲時間性嘅限制嘅？因為我哋都收到一啲投訴咧，就唔係喺香港仔區嘅，佢就意思八點幾鐘咧就已經係有啲玻璃樽咧就嚟收嘅。咁但係咧就係、是、發出啲聲音咧，其實就好影響居民嗰、那個即係上晝八點零鐘咁樣去收。咁其實佢係符唔符合嗰個法例嘅咧？唔該。
多謝主席。咁就呢度咧就有少少補充資料啦。咁就係、是其實我哋環保署咧就有一啲玻璃管理嘅承辦商咧係會提供一啲收集嘅服務啦。咁我哋而家其實喺香港仔嗰度咧有兩個一啲叫公眾嘅回收點嘅。咁一個就喺漁輝道嗰度啦，一個就喺香港仔舊大街嘅休憩公園嗰度嘅。咁都係俾附近嘅食肆啊，或者附近嘅居民佢哋去收集一啲唔同類型嘅一啲廢玻璃嘅容器嘅。咁我其實我哋都借住呢個機會咧，都提醒咗個承辦商咧，佢哋避免喺個晚上十一點到朝頭早七點嘅時候去做呢個收集嘅工作。咁一般嚟講，就住我哋都係會喺早上去做呢個收集嘅工作嘅。咁即係我哋會請大出大概就係咁樣。
好，係唔該。我意思係即係譬如話，佢唔係而家附件三嗰個收集嗰啲機構，佢係譬如話有啲酒樓啊。自己就有很多的玻璃樽，但是呢他自己可能找一些人士或者一些机构来跟他收的，但是收那些呢就八点几钟就来收了，那他是法例情况方面他是合不合法的，即是有没有犯规呢？麻烦你环保署。
是这里我补充一点点，如果就着法例的管制那方面呢，咁其實正如我剛剛提到啦，咁喺噪音管制條例底下咧，咁源自一啲公眾發出嘅噪音咧，就其實受住第四同埋第五條去規管。咁一般嚟講都係由警方嗰邊作出即時嘅回應啦，同埋管制啦，同埋執法嗰方面啦。咁所以其實都要就住翻個別嘅情況，咁即係警方佢哋去做翻嗰、那個即係佢哋去做翻個調查同埋管制咁樣咯。
或者我補充少少有關噪音管制條例裏邊嘅條文啦。正如我同事阿方先生頭先提及到，喺公眾地方發出嚟噪音係受到噪音管制條例第四條、第五條嚟到管制。咁依、這個咧其實係全日24小時都係受到一個嘅管制嘅，即係冇分時段嘅分別。大家可能都議員都會明白，又或者一啲建築地盤嘅噪音咧。如果是一般來講在公眾假期或者是夜晚七點之後去要開工做一些重型機械的工程的時候，就要跟環保署申請一個我們稱之為一個 Construction Noise Permit， 一個建築噪音的牌照，跟著才可以開工。 但是呢基于是一个伦理噪音和公众地方噪音是有机会影响到市民日常的生活，正如议员刚才提及到可能早上我都未睡醒，你又 在下面条街吵住我了，所以这个在法例上面的限制呢是24小时的、
嗯、
也都是因应回呢、就是、在警方方面他们的行动他们是可以提出即时的回应的时候呢，很多时候我们都是鼓励、就是、打回电话给在当区那个的警署来到作出即时行动。咁另一方面，環保署亦都暫無旁貸，我哋咧亦都希望係即係走翻轉有關嘅噪音源，譬如話就今次嘅事件，我哋除咗喺法例層面嚟到去考慮之外，另一方面就正正就係喺個噪音源方面勸喻有關嘅食肆，佢哋可能未必係佢哋抌嘅，可能係佢哋外判商、二判啊、三判啊，我哋都鼓勵佢就係話分翻開嗰啲嘅垃圾。咁而有關嗰個玻璃樽咧，亦都採納翻我哋，亦都俾咗資料佢哋咧，就係話環保署有特定嘅回收商，佢哋咧係可以嚟到去幫你哋免費咁嚟收一啲玻璃樽啊等等嘅嘢。咁我相信嚟緊咧，其實個情況係得以改善。亦都藉住今次嘅機會咧，係好多謝大家議員啦，又或者委員嗰個嘅幫助，就係俾提醒到我哋呢一區呢、這個街道係有咁嘅問題存在嘅。我哋希望盡快嚟到即時可以處理。
好，唔該曬。咁請問仲有冇委員有提問？司馬文議員。
Thank you for your attention to the problem. I'm sure that Aberdeen is not the only place where private restaurants may employ private contractors to take away their garbage. Especially in older buildings where there is no refuse facility, and they have to place it in the street, and they don't want to block the traffic, so they ask their contractors to come in after their operating hours instead of early morning, or at least when the morning starts, because then they block the traffic or the impact traffic. So I hope that EPD can think about the problem as a whole and try to find solutions and a strategy of dealing with this. So I hope to learn more from you. Maybe it should be mandatory for restaurants to use government service providers that have been qualified and that are under your control and under your license and under your restrictions and supervision, and so that we don't have these private wild boys coming in providing services in a manner that is not qualified and not suitable for the city. Mm-hmm. So I hope the EPD can come back in the future to us with a strategy on how you plan to deal with this. Otherwise, I thank you for your support so far, and I hope that when the restaurants can operate again, the noise problem will not recur, i.e. that I'm not going to get phone calls from people in Aberdeen. It's outside my service area as a district councillor, but I take responsibility for anybody who calls my office to try to solve the problems. Thank you.
请回应啊，唔该。
多谢议员嘅提醒同埋建议嘅，我系好赞同我哋去处理一个噪音问题或者一个民生问题嘅时候，应该站一个高地嚟到去睇翻整件事。正如头先议员讲处理成个问题 as a whole，OK 系好事嚟嘅。我亦都系咧会觉得，如果我哋係可以提到一個全面性嘅服務，呢、這個亦都係其實係呢兩年我哋部門一路去發展緊，盡可能將有關一啲回收品，尤其是玻璃樽，點樣將佢嗰個嘅收集嘅設施或者係收集個網絡一路加強加多。呢、這個唔單止嚟到減低到係有關嗰個噪音問題，亦都可以減輕咗堆填區嗰個負荷嘅。咁所以我係完全認同議員同埋委員佢哋嘅提醒嚇呢一點嘅。咁至於係咪一個稱之為一個 mandatory 或者一個強迫性可以咁樣做？這個我哋會持有一個嘅開放嘅態度。當然啦，這個我哋必須要去徵詢翻個持份者嘅意見，又或者各區嘅議員嘅佢哋一啲嘅俾到我哋嘅一啲智慧。咁這個喺事實上喺法例裏面有一啲例子，我哋係實行咗喎，即係譬如話醫療廢物。醫療廢物呢樣嘢，因為事實上有機會係更加直接影響到一啲民生上邊，可能會令到有啲嘅病毒或者等等傳染到啊等等，所以喺醫療廢物上面，我哋必須要去指定一啲嘅回收商嚟到處理。 咁但係至於一啲嘅玻璃樽，喺現階段嚟講，我哋仍然會係會徵詢翻有關業界，佢哋究竟點樣睇，又或者亦都要去時尚考慮到實際嘅可能性。但係長遠嚟講，我哋係仍然都係以暫時以一個鼓勵嘅方法，希望盡可能以我哋前線同事嚟到去聯絡業界，嚟到去鼓勵佢哋參與我哋呢個回收箱嗰個嘅即係交翻啲玻璃樽俾佢哋嚟到去。嚟到去處理咗個回收嘅過程嘅，唔該曬。
好，唔該曬。咁梁俊議員，
唔好意思，好快問埋最尾嘅問題。首先多謝處方好積極啊，去處理呢個問題啦。咁我想問一問咧，啱啱提出過嗰個玻璃回收桶咧，即係可能係處方推出嗰個，係咪仲係以前嗰個設計嚟？即係以前一個中間一個圓圈，因為嗰個咧都講，即係都有人討論過，都係聲浪。都唔係比較小的，都係比較大嘅升浪。你哋有冇改進個桶，或者個箱會唔會未來有乜計劃嘅？如果冇，多謝主席。
好，首先簡單回答啦，梁議員，多謝你嘅提問。依、這個亦都係一路對我哋處方嘅提醒嚟嘅。咁嗰、那個桶嗰個設計咧，其實喺現行階段咧，就係、是、仍然係由個承辦商嚟到提議俾我哋。我哋亦都有留意到，即係譬如話喺屋苑裏邊就算唔係喺街道，喺一啲屋苑裏邊，嗰、那個桶嘣一聲等佢，其實幾響喎，又或者平棚咁樣，即係咁呢個其實我哋一路都揾緊一啲唔同嘅設計方案。咁呢個係改善當中，我現階段我唔好意思，我即係我未曾俾到一個最新嘅設計嚟。咁但係呢個係我哋關注嘅問題嚟嘅。多謝梁議員嗰個提醒，我哋亦都會反映翻嚇，尤其是喺同我哋嘅外判商去商量嘅時候，我哋呢個問題係必須要解決嘅。
好，唔該曬。咁如果冇提問咧，咁我哋就其實我哋委員都好關注即係個噪音啦。咁希望咧，處方嗰度咧就多啲係監管嗰個業界啦，同埋響設計方面啦，即係桶嘅設計方面啦。咁希望能夠係可以即係同承辦商嗰度一齊共同可以研究一下。因為其實嗰個桶嗰個發出嘅噪音，亦都係好影響居民嘅。咁咁都好希望處方嗰方面咧係多研究。咁同埋我哋頭先委員咧都提咗好多意見啦，希望你哋備悉同埋跟進嗰啲意見嘅。咁就好多謝你出席。咁我哋就結束呢個議程，唔該曬。